The first chapter and the first lesson in Don't Do Business with Dicks is the one in which I learned 2 years before I lost everything. And it was brought to my attention that over the years of my evolution and lessons in that journey, I had started to surround myself with the wrong energy, with the wrong people. I was in very toxic relationships in my friendships, in my business relationships, and I was surrounding myself with people that were doing and saying and thinking and believing and feeling the wrong things, interfering, in other words. When you look at right or wrong, there is no right or wrong. For me, there's just the divine direction. And are those people aligned with my divine direction, or are they interfering with it? And so it is of the utmost importance to surround ourselves with the right people. If there's one truth that I've learned the hard way, it's over $100 million in dummy tax, it's this: you don't outwork misalignment. You outgrow it by choosing your circle, your standards, and your habits, your frequency, and your neighborhood. The right people don't just cheer you on. They lift your standards, they protect your energy, and they accelerate your progress by telling you the truth. As much as it hurts, you want to surround yourself with annoying people, people that are repetitive and honest with you. And these are hard things to do, because we certainly love to surround ourselves with yes people and yes, yes, yes. And that's not going to help us grow. That's why these five lessons of surrounding ourselves with the right people matter so much. They turn our values into filters, and filters into boundaries, and boundaries into momentum. They start with who you are, because you can't find outside of you what you can't seek inside of you. And they enforce what we allow, and watch how quickly our opportunities begin to mirror our integrity. And this mirror, this reflection, this reminder, remembrance, and recollection will help us to understand these values into filters, and filters into boundaries, and boundaries into momentum, into inspiration, the in-spirit of the infinite amount of intelligence, intuition, inspiration, and energy that is available to us. It's accessible every single minute and every single moment. We just have to figure out how to shorten that distance of resistance. The first lesson in surrounding ourselves with the right people is that we need to become the magnet. Who we are is actually the strongest filter that we have. Living through gratitude and empathy and forgiveness, accountability and effective communication, these values are the filters that will attract and create responsibility of a relationship of relativity, association, and feeding, and also perception and participation in that, aligning the people and quietly repelling those interfering with our divine direction, and repelling the distractions and the interferences that exist. Who we are is our strongest filter. And living through gratitude with the perspective of finding the light, the love, and the lessons in all those people that surround us. And then utilizing empathy, not sympathy, not walking a mile in their shoes, but empathy, forgiveness, to forgive ourselves to become the magnet, and then to give that forgiveness to others, not because they deserve it, of course, because we deserve it. And then utilizing accountability as that filter in values, the accountability to take control of our own lives, to become the magnet, to elevate our awareness to all the people around us. And we keep attracting those and repelling those that are in alignment in the divine direction. Accountability says to ourselves, through gratitude, I'm going to find the light, the love, and the lessons. Through forgiveness, I am going to grow, because I'm not going to be punished by the light, the love, and the lessons. I'm not going to be attacked by it. I'm not going to be less than. But in the essence of accountability, I will live in the world of more than enough by being responsible and learning lessons from that responsibility. By attracting the right people and repelling the interfering people, and what am I supposed to learn from it? And finally, participating in a perception that is aligned with the divine, by giving meaning to those setbacks, mistakes, failures, defining moments, historical relevances that so often accelerate us in the wrong direction or cast a shadow on our future, limiting our self-image. Notating, you'll never overachieve your own self-image. And finally, becoming the magnet means to effectively communicate with your God, your source. And when we can effectively communicate with the infinite intelligence, inspiration, intuition, and energy, we allow it to come through us through gratitude, forgiveness, and accountability. Allow it to come through us to empower others, to empower others to be happy by increasing their capability of making a lot of money, helping a lot of people, and having a lot of fun. Notating that I have never met anyone who makes a lot of money, helps a lot of people with it, and has a lot of fun that isn't happy. So many teams that I work with lead people begin every day by sending three genuine thank yous and owning up to one mistake publicly and mirroring back what they heard in these meetings and the lessons or takeaways, as we do in every one of our masterminds and every one of our group meetups and holding courts. We ask people, what is your takeaway and how can we be of service or value? And within a short amount of time, collaboration will spike and drama drops. By utilizing this methodology of three genuine thank yous, owning one mistake publicly, and mirroring back a takeaway that they heard during that interaction and collaboration, within a very short amount of time, collaboration will spike, attraction will gain, and drama will drop, and those who create it will repel from your organization, your neighborhood, your frequency. We don't find the right people. We become someone the right people will find. I'm going to repeat that. We don't find the right people. We become someone that the right people will find. We want to pick these four great values. We want to review and align them in our divine direction of what we want personally, experientially, giving and receiving. We want to share our ownership, our accountability by saying, we own this, and correct it for the next message or the next meeting. And we want to close every one-on-one interaction or one-to-many interaction by reflecting back what we heard and confirming our next steps by utilizing a go-no-go plan that also not only accelerates those people that want to move forward, but it also allows those people to change their mind or say no, that we're too afraid to say so. If you haven't gotten the go-no-go plan from us, I'm more than happy to send that, david@dmeltzer.com. The first lesson in surrounding ourselves with the right people is we need to become the magnet. The second lesson is boundaries are love for your future. When we put into a constructive measurement a boundary and understand that the emotion that is evoked from that boundary is love, and it's not only love for ourselves, but it's love for our future selves. And kindness is the greatest catalyst to love your future self. Being kind to your future self only requires one type of activity, and it's doing good deeds. Doing good deeds when others are watching and when they are not. When we say no to misaligned people, misaligned energy and thoughts and words and actions and feelings, we are actually saying yes to love. We're saying yes to the truth, and we're saying yes to integrity, capacity, and ease and peace. Our future needs this space to create the music, the momentum of life. It's not the notes that are creating the music. It's the space between the notes that create the music. If there was no space between the notes, there would be no music. When we decline a quote-unquote fast money partnership because it conflicts with our values and transparency, these decisions will preserve the love of our future self. They will preserve the trust, not only with ourselves and others, but with our clients, our associates, and even our personal relationships that will later impact us at a 10 times multiple allowing our pipelines to move slowly and then all of a sudden. So many of us have the wrong perception of boundaries, and a boundary isn't a limitation. It isn't a rejection. It's a direction. A boundary is never a rejection. It's always a direction, and utilizing the right people will put us into the divine direction, surrounding ourselves with people that want to help each other and know how to help each other and know someone that can help each other, surrounding ourselves with people that will buy from us and sell for us for life. These boundaries are love, not limitations for our future selves. We want to go ahead and create our own inner voice, our own inner talk that says, we respect you. This isn't aligned with how I work. Here's what we can do. Here's what we won't do. Creating these boundary steps and phraseologies that utilize an understanding of the love for our future self, a kindness for our future self, a boundary of attraction and repelling, knowing that each and every time that we say yes to integrity, every time that we create a boundary, that is our divine direction, not a rejection. Identifying, elevating our awareness, using clues, patterns, and choices of reoccurring interferences and misalignment, and utilizing these scripts, these phraseologies of boundary that we respect you and that this isn't aligned with how we work, or this isn't what we can do, or here's what we won't do. All of these types of interactions will create the activities aligned in the divine, creating boundaries of love for your future self. Make sure that we're actually utilizing our student of the calendar to create a boundary review, to create alignment with activities that were paid for and unpaid for, planned and unplanned, pre-prioritized, prioritized, and post-prioritized. When we create and study our calendar in the activities of today, we can make adjustments to access and to utilize expectations in that divine direction and adjustments, utilizing a student of the calendar, the triple A strategy of, I've created an alignment with my boundaries, I've taken action within the context of those boundaries, and now I'm prepared for adjustments, knowing that God loves to laugh at a well-developed plan. And it is those adjustments, the adjustments to the clues and the patterns, that make the biggest difference to create detours that are not punishing, but promoting, to help us in our divine direction. If you'd like this AAA strategies applicable to lesson two, the boundaries are love for our future selves, then please email me, david@dmeltzer.com. Happy to give you the AAA strategy aligning with the boundaries for loving our future selves. The third lesson is to take inventory of our circle and then curate it. I'm constantly taking inventory of my values, practices, and execution model, aligning it and curating it in a divine direction to incentivize me aligned with where I want to be or better. It is this inventory of our circle that compounds our confidence and comfortability instead of taxing it. It is the curation that converts our relationships of association and of feeding and bleeding into this sustainable, infinite utilization of energy. By shortening the distance of resistance of this tax that we create, the dummy tax that's created by responding to the reaction of fear, created by responding to that reaction in an appropriate way when we seek the needs of the ego, interfering, edging goodness and gold and God out of our lives. When we can shorten the distance of resistance, not only through the wisdom that's created here with the inventory of our circle, of the people that we have surrounded ourselves with the neighborhood, the frequency, and allowing ourselves to actually curate it, by allowing those people, according to the relativity, according to the association, according to the feeding and bleeding, to fall away or even fire it. One of the greatest things my wife has ever done for me, when she threatened to leave me, when I was a complete disaster, what is known in my family as Dirty Dave, when she confronted me and told me that if I would put my full attention and intention into the divine direction of taking stock of who I was and who I wanted to become, that I needed to take an audit, to take an inventory of my inner circle. She asked me to evaluate the people that I surrounded myself with. And I ended up having to fire, by necessity, several of my childhood friends that were leading me or creating energies to interfere with my potential. When we run a simple proton electron energy check after these key interactions with the inventory of people, the neighborhood, when we realize that when we connect to certain people for a certain amount of period of time, understanding that we only need to coach ourselves once, and if we see no change, that we can gracefully let it fall away, create distance from that resistance. And we focus in on and create an output jump, amplification and exponentiality by clearing that electron, by clearing that interference from our lives. Energy is actually a quantifiable data point. We don't normally treat it like a metric, but we should. When we take an audit of the people that we surround ourselves by asking, what is the relativity of this person? What is the association of this person? And how do they feed me? Either through feeding and bleeding, you can be fed. You know, for an example, your children will bleed you, but nothing will feed you more. Your elderly parents will bleed you, but nothing will feed you more. And so when we start to understand that energy is data, we need to treat it like a metric, not a mood. When we can treat it like a metric and we can clear the interference and shorten the distance of resistance, we can actually effectuate a greater ease to the infinite, the abundant, the more than enough of everything, the infinite, abundant, unified system of thought that allows us to quantifiably amplify, aggregate, accelerate, and compound exponentially the outcomes that we desire, or even better. When we take our, for example, top 10 relationships and understanding the interactions that we have with those people and utilizing the three criteria of relativity, association, and feeding, we can go ahead and create a credit and debit, a plus and a negative, an energized or drained, an interference or clear to each of these people, and start to prioritize the people according to a quantitative metric that allows us to be more connected to the inspiration, intelligence, and intuition and energy that we can utilize to empower others, to empower others, to make a lot of money, help a lot of people, and have a lot of fun. We need to make these decisions. We need to take inventory. We need to create the metrics. We need to curate our neighborhoods. We need to keep those that are aligned, coach those that we can make better, and cut or distance ourselves when they're interfering with our potential, our future selves, our happiness. Keep an inventory of self and others in the relativity association and, of course, the feeding mechanisms of feeding and bleeding. Schedule the inner five according to subject matter, topic, or expertise. Covey talked about you're the aggregate of the five people that you spend the most time with. I disagree, because moms of five children aren't the aggregate of those five children. But by subject matter, topic, and expertise, the inner five, the five you surround yourself with, we want to make sure that there's people in that five, in that team, that are sitting in a situation that you want to be in, that can give you directions, that have already paid the dummy tax. And there's also people within that inner five that you can help. And when we are constantly utilizing, by subject matter, topic, or expertise, an audit of our circles and curating them into a neighborhood of people that want to help each other and know people that help each other, and treating it like a metric and not a move, we can see how the clearance of the interference becomes a regular, habitual behavior that allows us to accelerate, aggregate, and compound our future self. If you would like the guide on relativity association and feeding and bleeding, please email me for lesson number 3, auditing our circle, taking inventory of self, creating a metric, not a mood. The fourth lesson, mentorship multiplies momentum. You know, I love my M's, all my little M&Ms, all my kids, Mia, Marissa, Marlena, and Miles Meltzer will be mentored in multiples of momentum. The right mentor actually has a relativity to time. You see, the right mentors actually can compress time by transference of confidence and comfortability, by transference of ease, by a majesty of calmness, and open up opportunities, options, and touches of favor, open up rooms that our preparation can fill. It is the preparation of the behaviors, the daily practices, the five daily practices that allow us to fill those rooms through the transference of confidence, comfortability, and inspiration by having the right mentors to compress time, because the fastest way to get to where you want to be or better is to find someone already there and ask them for directions. And then have a teacher and a coach, a teacher to explain those directions and a coach to bring the best out of you for consistent, persistent pursuit of your potential within the context of that preparation. It is the majesty of calmness, the pregame breathing, the cues are given from our mentor that helps us deliver our best under the bright lights, the Friday night lights. The same cues become your ability to stop, drop, and roll, to reset before our high-stake activities in our day, our prioritized activities, personal, experiential, giving, and receiving activities that mean the most according to the circumstances, but are also applicable to the non-negotiables of sleep and health and family and finance and faith, study of time and the study of relativity, under the fact and the guide of the amplification and the unbelievable exponentiality of mentorship multiplies momentum. Mentors won't give us the answers. They will give us the directions. Teachers will teach us those directions, and coaches will bring the best out of us so we can be efficient, effective, and statistically successful. We can be productive, accessible, and gracious within helping ourselves trust ourselves enough to be comfortable and confident to go ahead and make the shot. If we're not focused on the three mentors and the five team members utilizing technical, strategic, and emotional mentorship, we're losing out on the aggregate acceleration and compounding impact, the fastest way to getting to where we want to be. We are not taking advantage of mentors, teachers, and coaches in order to facilitate, to make easy for someone else to pay the dummy tax, to have the fastest way to get to where we want to be or better. We want to send out into the universe all of our wins and our lessons with precision of asking, understanding the infinite loop of giving, that by giving more, we will be given more with gratitude, empathy, accountability, and inspiration. But we must receive more, and even more importantly, ask for more than more, so we can give more than more, be given more than more, receive more than more, and ask for more than more than more, so that we live in this multiplication of momentum, the more than enough world of everything for everyone. Make sure that we understand the values of the mentorship and the teammates in there that we can help and that can help us, and are providing value in the infinite loop of giving. Make sure we have the introductions and the insight and the execution within the context of that five, and making sure that we can utilize this understanding of the infinite loop of giving, of mentorship, teaching, and coaching, knowing that mentorship will multiply and the momentum, the inspiration that we have. If you'd like that guide on this mentorship to utilize the infinite loop of giving, email me, david@dmeltzer.com. If you're wondering why I'm being so repetitive about david@dmeltzer.com, it's because in order to learn, we have to be annoying. In order to teach, we have to be annoying. Why? Because the most annoying thing to human nature is repetition and honesty. And nobody likes repetition and nobody likes honesty. But we have to learn to love what we don't like or love about repetition and about honesty. Mentorship multiplies momentum. Email me, david@dmeltzer.com. The fifth lesson in surrounding ourselves with the right people. These are the first chapter in Don't Do Business with Dicks. That you can pre-order anytime. You can just get the link from Simon & Schuster. Protect the foundation to power the mission. We need to protect our foundation in order to power the mission. And if we focus and power the mission, the commissions will follow. The things that matter most are the non-negotiable behaviors that power and protect at the same time. Rest and recovery, access to information, all are, for me, a present-focused objective to keep us clear, calm, and consistent for those in our neighborhood, the frequency and the people who matter the most. if we are not protecting ourselves, we cannot protect others. We can't give what we don't have. And when we are clear and calm and consistent and confident for the people that matter us most, we will protect and power the mission. After committing 18 years ago, almost 19 years ago, to a sleep coach and a real sleep routine for the sake of recovery and access of information of the infinite nature, I created different controllable, executable objectives within the context of a non-negotiable behavior that said, no matter what, I am going to have a minimum amount of 7 hours a day of recovery and access. And if I don't, I will never stack the losses in 2 days in a row. So I'll have a reprioritization of importance and making sure that any of my non-negotiable habits are only stacked in one exemption in a row, not two. One time's an exemption, two times the beginning of a new habit, a new behavior, and a new aggregation. We stop firefighting and we start compounding when we utilize and protect and power our mission. We utilize the go-no-go plan, the AAA strategy, this five to thrive for more follow-through and fewer interferences or emotional detours, creating those detours in their divinity, not in their punishment, but in their empowerment and protection and love and perfection. This idea of rest and access is a relationship. Understanding that those that recover better perform better, and those that access or are aware of the information have it easier, not diseasier. And they treat it, and we treat it, with the same respect that we want from our inner circle, the protection, promotion, love, and perfection of the powering of the mission. Make sure you have an unwinding routine. An unwinding routine that allows you to put yourself in a position of recovery, access, put yourself in a position of no interference of negativity. Turn the tech off. Make it a cool, dark room. Journal with positivity, the win of the day, the progress and perfection of tomorrow, the alignment with the divine, gratitude and empathy and accountability and inspiration. Make sure you are disciplined in protecting and promoting and perfecting yourself, putting yourself in a position of recovery and access. No caffeine or alcohol or negativity, negative conversations. I always question, why is it when you are in an intimate relationship that your partner brings up the most interfering negative questions right before you're about to go to sleep? How are we going to pay the mortgage? Could you ask me that at 7 a.m. so I could do something about it? Not 9 p.m. right when my eyes are droopy and dreary and I'm ready to go recover and access to be my best self so I can give you my best self. We need to make sure that we have at least 3 near-term non-negotiable objectives every day of the week, making sure that we're prepared to deal with the circumstances, the uncertainty of the other 12 hours of awake time. When we're non-negotiable in the 12 hours sleep and our health and our family and our finance and our faith and the study of time and the study of relativity, it leaves so much time to circumstance. And we have to get really clear and balanced and harmonious in our protection, promotion, love, and perfection to power our mission. So the commissions can follow, so we can make a lot of money, help a lot of people, and have a lot of fun. When we block our non-negotiables and utilizing our recovery and access philosophy to make sure that we're protecting our mission by making sure that we continue to breathe and eat and drink and move and sleep, the 5 things are that are necessity for the human experience, considering the human experience is only bookend by the time your heart starts until the time it stops. And those are the 5 things that will stop your heart. If you don't sleep, you'll die. If you don't breathe, you'll die. You don't eat, you die. You don't drink, you die. If you don't move, you'll die. So we want to protect it like we're meeting with our future selves every single day. And if you want to get the exercise and guide on our future selves, on the recovery and access of the unwinding routine for the biggest habit that everybody has every day, the one that they don't do well on, considering most people go to sleep at night and wake up and say they're so tired. That'd be like going out to eat for Thanksgiving and at 9 o'clock at night tell everybody, oh, I'm starving after you've eaten for 5 hours. Why is it that when we sleep, so many of us, the majority of us, wake up tired? We need to protect the foundation to power the mission. Please email me if you'd like the exercise to do so. David@dmeltzer.com. That's right, your annoying friend, mentor, teacher, and coach. David@dmeltzer.com. Surrounding ourselves with the right people and the right idea will aggregate, compound, and accelerate our futures. We want to surround ourselves with the right people, with the right ideas. But in order to do so, we got to become the magnet. We are the strongest filter that we have. We have to create boundaries for our future selves, and knowing that boundaries are not resistance, they are love. We need to take inventory, take an audit of our inner circles, and we need to curate it. Create our neighborhood of people that want to help each other and know people that help each other, that want to buy from each other and sell for each other for life. They are treated like a metric, not a mood. We have to remember that mentorship multiplies momentum, that clearing the interference between us and the infinite will create that momentum that allows us to compress time and transfer the confidence and comfortability and open rooms that we are prepared to fill. And then finally, as we just talked about, we need to protect and promote and love and perfect the power of the mission, utilizing non-negotiable behaviors in order to facilitate, to make easy the ease, not the dis-ease, and shortening that distance of resistance. Growth is not a mystery, and neither is purpose. It's a pattern. And the thoughts about that pattern, the thoughts about that purpose are our purpose. And when we become that magnet, we live the standard. When we set the boundaries, we protect the standard. When we curate the circle, we scale the standard. And when we lean and create mentorship, we compress the time of that standard. And we guard our foundation, utilizing the sustainable standard of performance. When we practice these consistently, we replace the interference. We shorten the distance of resistance. We replace the anxious guesswork with the present action of what we do, say, think, feel, and believe by compounding the love, the truth, the trust. We are in a trust crisis. Remember, we won't rise by ourselves. We'll rise with the people we choose and the habits that we honor. Please choose wisely. Please choose wisely. Act daily. Let our alignment do the heavy lifting for us by enjoying the consistent every day, persistent without quit, pursuit of our potential by surrounding ourselves with the right people. This has been the Surround Yourself with the Right People training and exercises taken from Don't Do Business with Dicks, removing toxicity from your life. If you'd like the exercise and the guides aforementioned, please, from your anointing guide, Sherpa, mentor, teacher, and coach, please email me, David@dmeltzer.com. David@dmeltzer.com. Nick of Guam, it is now your turn to reset the room and bring on our friends that we can be of service and of value to. Does that sound fair?
Absolutely. And we got about 20 minutes here, ladies and gentlemen, as we do a quick reset. This has been the first half of the Surround Yourself with the Right People training. And as a reminder to everybody, if you would like the guide and exercise from today's training, all you need to do is email David directly, David@dmeltzer.com. And now as we transition into some Q&A for everybody live online, of course, as we are streaming everywhere, please make sure to put your questions into the chat. And if you are live here in the Breakfast with Champions, use the hand icon to request to join the stage if you are in the audience, or of course, if you are on stage already, please just put a quick note in the room chat and I will be happy to pass the mic over your way. Now, without further ado, Dave, we got a ton of requests and questions coming our way. I'm going to kick it off by passing it over to our friend Atul, who's been patiently waiting and was first to jump up on stage with a question. So Atul, my friend, happy Friday. Always good to see you here. Feel free to unmute yourself and kick us off with the first question.
Good morning, David. Thank you for showing up today on a holiday. Nick, you too. Thank you so much. I'll be really quick given time. As you were talking, David, and it's the boundaries one that really spoke to me well for this question, is the way that I've internalized this is to say, when I say, I've been saying yes to everyone else and everything else, and that's been taking a piece, and now being intentional about what I say yes to externally means that I'm better, I'm stronger and higher in capacity and frequency and better for myself and better for everyone. Not a specific question, but that's the link I made to your, to the boundaries lesson. So thank you so much for today, David.
Yeah, there's so much incorporated, Atul, and thank you and happy holiday for you as well. There's so much incorporated in boundaries that we don't realize. There's that relationship of rejection and self by creating boundaries. It will elevate your awareness to the need to be liked, you know, the need to say yes. But when we realize that the protection, promotion, love, and perfection come from understanding our foundational values and the behaviors that we align with it and the execution on those behaviors, we start to realize the identity doesn't exist in what we think we want. Our identity exists in the boundaries that we create between us and the behaviors that will get us to where we want. And so this is a great progress for those people that maybe resonated for the first time of how important these boundaries are, understanding we're made by the people we say no to. We are made by the people that we have lived and kept the standards to where they are without asking or jeopardizing or misaligning or interfering with our higher self. What a great point of reference, Atul. What a great participant you are and member of our neighborhood, our community. Thank you so much for being part of such a great participant in our Monday group. If anybody would like to join this incredible neighborhood that we've created, reach out to Atul. Get the third party evaluation of what we do every Monday and then how we carry that forward every day and the value and the amazing expansion of people's lives that are occurring by participating with us every Monday virtually. Atul is a great person to reach out to, as well as others. If you'd like to get in contact with him, go ahead, email nick@dmeltzer.com. Speaking of nick@dmeltzer.com, I bet you were hoping that the Lions had a better fourth quarter than we're about to have.
That is for sure, my friend. Well, with that said, let's keep it rolling. I'm going to kick it over to the Chicago side of things, as the Bears have showed us what it's like to win the NFC North so far this year. But that means we're getting swifty with Brian Swift. So, Brian, my friend, happy Friday. Always good to see you here. What do you got for us with your question for today?
Well, thanks for the opportunity, and I hope everybody had a great holiday. Yes, the Bears so far have been doing well, but it's a long game. So, Dave, there's this, you know, philosophy out there of, you know, growing your circle and growing your following by providing content and value, which is, you know, and more value and more of content, which I don't know, is never kind of set right with me. You're such an amazing magnet. What are several of the things you've done to be so powerful and draw in those people that have helped drive you in that, in your divine direction?
Yeah, it is a practice, first of all. So the thing that I did first was I said to myself, as I learned the laws of attraction, as I started to restudy and, you know, Think and Grow Rich, Outwitting the Devil, the success principles of Napoleon Hill, who was the preeminent seminal personal and professional development person in every great thought leader's lives. The impact that he has had has been exponential in their nature. So I went to the source to figure out a pragmatic methodology of becoming a magnet, to understand the law of attraction, to understand what he meant with this simple, you know, what the mind can conceive, the body can achieve type of philosophy. That is at its core what attracted me to the attraction and the law of attraction. And what I realized was that when I started to clear that which interfered with the infinite, I became a more powerful magnet. When I became a clear connection to and through the infinite intuition, intelligence, inspiration, and energy, that my source power became greater because I wasn't interfering with it as much. As I received more intuition and inspiration and intelligence and energy, I then attracted like energy, intuition, intelligence, and became this unbelievable magnet. And so the paradigm shift of one, creating practices and realizing it was practice, not perfection, that it wasn't an attachment to an outcome, but facilitating the behavioral practice that would help to clear the interference between me and the infinite. And when I realized that it required a paradigm shift of, you know, instead of I'm going to be happy when these types of people are in my life, or I'm in the inner circle or the spheres of influence of running the most notable sports agency in the world, or being the chief chancellor of Junior Achievement University, or the chairman of the Unstoppable Foundation, or the chairman of Napoleon Hill Institute. All of those things that have been attracted into my life and the people that are attracted into all of those things are just a pure practice and perception to understand what am I doing to interfere with it. Not I'll be happy when, but what am I doing to interfere with it? It's already there. And so between the practice and the paradigm shift, those are the two things that create a stronger magnet, a stronger pull to access more of what we desire aligned with our divine direction by clearing the interference, by shorting the distance of resistance. And that practice includes, of course, stop, drop, and roll, where we identify a response to the reaction of fear. The reaction of fear, instant and obvious, the need to be right, offended, separate, inferior, superior, anxious, frustrated, angry, guilty, resentful, worried. Those are all instant and obvious things. We just have to respond with the greatest free will that we're given within the context of practice and paradigm shift, which is stopping. It's simple to do, but as you and I both know, even with gratitude this weekend with Thanksgiving, the simple things to do are simple not to do. And so when we put together the practice and the paradigm and we utilize the stop, drop, and roll methodology in order to effectuate a better response to the instant and obvious reaction to fear, so that we no longer accelerate in the wrong direction, creating a distance of resistance, understanding that every problem, struggle, and pain that we have already has the solution, the ease in it. It's just a lapse of time before we find the resolution, the resolution to that problem. And as these practices and the paradigm shift and utilizing the stop, drop, and roll methodology in order to stay at ease into the majesty of calmness to access more of the infinite that allows us to become a greater magnet. Does that sound fair?
Absolutely beautiful. I appreciate it. And for those out there, being part of Dave's group has exponentially driven my ability to help others and exponentially help more than I was helping. So as Dave said earlier, you're more than welcome to reach out. It has been a blessing to be a part of your group on Mondays. Have a good one.
Hey, I appreciate that, Brian, and God bless you and happy Thanksgiving. I will see you soon. We got some Chicago plans in the future. I'm just not going to leave this perfect weather until it gets a little bit, then I'll get away to Chicago.
Don't blame you.
All right, go Bears. The Bears. All right, Nick of Wong, we got 10 minutes left. Dougie Fresh, we're on. Who's up next? Let's have some fun.
It is time. Speaking of fun, we got the Meltzer double wait for us. That's Eric Meltzer, no family affiliation, just kindred spirits. So Mr. Meltzer, double, Eric Meltzer, how are you, my friend? Happy Friday. What do you got for us?
Hey, yeah, great. Yeah, happy Friday, Nick. Yeah, hope you had a great Thanksgiving. So my question is, so, you know, obviously, like, when I get to meet you and Dave and be a part of the person or be a part of the activities, the groups that you have, it's fantastic. Can you talk a little bit about, like, the quantity of time about, like, the is there like a requirement for the quantity of time around, you know, all the fantastic people that are part of that community? I have a nice community where I live, and it's different than when I'm like directly in your orbit in person.
Yeah, look, you know, understanding and prioritizing time is one of the key components of what I teach and what you have learned. And one is what's non-negotiable for me, and then therefore time and circumstance are irrelevant. If I take a certain portion of reasonable time, lowering the bar to say that I'm going to spend a minimum amount of time on my sleep, on my family, on my health, on the study of time and relativity, my finance and my faith, I can always add time to it because I'm giving a minimum amount of time. I might say I want a minimum of 2 minutes a day, which I do actually with my three daughters, to tell them that I love them, I'm proud of them, and I always have their back, to remind them to become aware of what they're doing today and ask them, are you going to do your best, learn lessons, or have fun? Or ask them about yesterday, did you do your best, learn lessons, and have fun? In a minimum of 2 minutes. But over this week with perfect weather, by the way, if I'm not rubbing it in enough, then you're not listening. This perfect weather, the weather tax in California is well worth it. Did I mention it was 75 degrees and sunny yesterday with no wind? For all of those Bears fans out there, Chicago fans. But more importantly, I spent much more than I spent much more than a minimum of 2 minutes with my kids yesterday, with my daughters. But I never miss a day to spend that time with them. And so when you really understand, Eric, these non-negotiable behaviors, you would not ask, you know, how much time do I spend in this neighborhood or that neighborhood or whatever it may be. You would just commit to a non-negotiable amount of time to spend with the right people. You would have that non-negotiable time every single day to spend a minimum of 30 minutes with those people that are relative to you, whether it be in the virtual Monday, you know, group that we have, or trainings or replays or meetups or holding courts or your salon dinners, which are fabulous as well. If no one's ever gone to a salon dinner with the incredible Eric Meltzer, not just the name, don't let it fool you. He's the kindest, most generous person there in Washington, D.C. Please join him. But understanding non-negotiable time and applying it to that which is prioritized and non-negotiable is the most important thing to answer your question.
That makes a lot of sense. I really appreciate it, Dave.
Appreciate you. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yes, happy Thanksgiving. Enjoy the okay weather you're having.
What's the weather there by chance?
It's a wind chill in the 20s right now, sunny.
Beautiful. At least you got the sun. You got that going for you. I know a lot of people don't have that even. So very good. Go freeze your balls off and don't do business with dicks. All right, Nick, what do you say?
Absolutely. Let's keep it rolling here. We got our next question coming from our two favorite letters in the alphabet, GG. So GG, happy Friday. Thank you as always for all of your help with these incredible trainings. Why don't you unmute yourself and keep us rolling with the next question.
Happy Friday, everyone, and happy Thanksgiving. I'm grateful for all of you. And I'm also having my niece here. So I think she's your youngest learner. She's two. One thing is, even if it's Thanksgiving and it's holidays are coming and we are focusing on gratitude and stuff like that, but we still get triggered by people closest to us, how can we move through that faster to appreciate the time we spend with the people that we love instead of going into fights and stuff like that?
Preparation and boundaries. When we actually are preparing ourselves for situations with people that installed our triggers or trigger us, we call those people family, sometimes friends, but most of the time family, we need to prepare for it. We need to know we're all going to be sitting down. I don't know if anybody saw my picture. We had 50 plus people. That's a lot of triggers. And it was funny because I was so prepared for the people who were going to trigger me and the people that installed those triggers. And it had no impact, non-interference. And it was such a beautiful evening. It was my favorite Thanksgiving ever. And also shout out to my sister because she did everything. And if anybody knows me, everybody does everything for me when I'm on the road. But when I'm at home with my family, I make it a point to prioritize them and to do everything I can for them. So it was very rare that I had everybody take care of me on the Thanksgiving Day. I'm normally putting forth a great effort of interference and triggers in order to effectuate a neighborhood of relatives that are triggering each other. And so we need to prepare for it. And then, you know, we need to go ahead after the preparation to stop, drop, and roll when we are triggered, even if we are prepared. You know who's going to trigger you, and you know who installed those triggers. So prepare for it, and then utilize the stop, drop, and roll to shorten the distance of resistance when you are triggered, to spend minutes and moments and accelerate back into the light, the love, and the lessons that everybody's Thanksgiving deserves. In fact, everybody deserves it every single day. Rocking and rolling with our two favorite letters. Happy Thanksgiving, Gigi. Enjoy your niece, our youngest learner. I appreciate you and everything you do. Part of our extraordinary neighborhood. It's nice to be Mr. Rogers with Count Gigi Dracula in the house. Very good. Thank you so much. All right. Nick of Guam, we have time for one more friend today.
Yep. We got our final friend here who's live on Clubhouse and been patiently waiting. We have Mike, who's been on stage for a minute. So I want to make sure to show him some love. Mike, happy Friday. Hope you had an incredible Thanksgiving. Please feel free to unmute yourself and close us out with the last question.
Perfect. Thanks for the love, Nicholas. Appreciate it.
We love you.
Love it. Love you guys too. Question, Dave. Is there a certain, I know we kind of talked about this prior to, but I want to get more clarity. Can people have, or is there a need to have, a certain point of gratitude to reflect on? Like a certain foundational pillar people go back to, a moment in their life or a certain thing that they can grab onto as like, okay, that brings me back to center. That brings me, my perspective is realigned. Does that need to happen? Or does it need to be more of a kind of a practice, and that foundation is not needed as well?
I don't think it's needed. I think it can be beneficial. And so there's a difference between the two. You don't need it. It can be beneficial, determined upon who you are and your preferences of who you are and where you want to be or better. For me, I try to look within to find outside of me. I look within to take that inventory that we talked today about in the training, which, by the way, just as a reminder, David@dmelter.com for the exercises, guides, and the training today to talk about taking inventory and understanding that audit that's necessary. When we need, we're losing the point. Because if you needed anything, you wouldn't be here. We're part of an infinite, abundant, unified system of thought. What are you doing to interfere with it? And so one of the things you could be doing to interfere with it is not taking that inventory, or not setting boundaries, or not doing certain things, or being triggered, or having a need to be right, offended, separate, inferior, superior, anxious, frustrated, angry, guilty, or worried. But in the end, you don't need to respond in any way. What we want to do is stop, breathe, drop, and roll into our divine direction. All right, Nick of Guam, we've taken it as far as we're going to take it here on Thanksgiving. This is the beginning of a Don't Do Business with Dick series. We are blessed as well in our first of many trainings on Don't Do Business with Dicks called Surround Yourself with the Right People. I am so blessed. I want to give my great Thanksgiving wishes to everybody. May all your wishes come true. Remember, saying thank you is the fastest and easy way to impact your life. If you say thank you before you go to bed and when you wake up, not just on Thanksgiving, but every single day, it will exponentially impact your life, guaranteed. But remember, the simple things to do are simple not to do, even though it takes 0.1 seconds and it's free and everybody knows it has the most impact. Please be annoying to yourself, repetitive, and honest about gratitude. Thank you, everyone, so much. Once again, to wish everybody the greatest Thanksgiving days ahead and behind. May you say thank you before you go to bed and when you wake up. May you be more interested than interesting. And make sure, just like we teach and Don't Do Business with Dicks, be kind. Be kind to your future self and do good deeds.